Thank you. I just wanted to say happy to be back. And before we start, I just want to say I think it's a fantastic honor that Mr. Haslam's bestowing upon Jim Brown with the statue down there. I'm not sure when it's going to be erected, but I can't wait to get down there and take a couple pictures in front of it. I think I know my time here last time, what a great pleasure it was to meet Jim and just learn from him and really just listen to him talk. And some of the stories he told, some of the football stories and some of the Hollywood stories that he told, it was a great honor to meet him, and I'm really happy to be back. And I think it's going to be awesome to be with Hugh in my short time with him. Man, I love listening to him talk. His energy, his passion, his enthusiasm for what we're going to do up here. I'm really excited to be up here with Hugh and really just the fans. When I was up here the first time, I really fell in love with the fans and the city. And I was in Nashville in the airport on our bye week, and there was a Cleveland supporter fan coming through. He goes, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm just taking a little vacation." He goes, "We miss you up there." And so I really had a great love affair with the fans and the people of Cleveland, and really excited to be back. And with that, anything that you guys would like to ask, I'd be more than welcome to entertain and try to answer your questions. Wow, that was easy.
Appreciate it.
Have you kept in contact with any, like Joe Hayden or Gibson or those guys?
No, only obviously when we see him on the field because of NFL rules and everything. But, we played you guys, and it was good seeing them on the field. And obviously we watched them because you become attached to players on a personal level, and you want them to do well in football and in life, except for when they're playing against you. But, I watched them, all of them, from afar.
Ray, Tayshaun Gibson came of age a little bit under you before you left here the first time. You know, what have you thought of him since you guys have kind of parted, and would you like to see the Browns keep him?
Really, after I left, just kind of watched. And when the games came across, in exchange, or just when you had a little free time, you go back to watch. I always, from the moment I met him, appreciated his ability on the field and really in the classroom. Some things don't get translated. You don't see that. But I loved who he was as a young man. And I believe he's a free agent, and those things in the NFL business take care of themselves. But I've always appreciated him when I was in the building, and I appreciated him from afar.
Hey, first of all, is it still big guys who can run and little guys who can hit?
No question. The NFL hasn't changed. When you watch the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game, it was a factor of big men that could run coming around that edge. And then also, it's always little guys that can get them on the field. And until they change the rules or tweak the rules a little bit, it's still NFL football, and you've got to either get the ball or get the guy with the ball on the ground. And, we're going to preach that, and from day one, we're going to preach what we do. We're going to try to pressure the quarterback. As Coach Hugh has mentioned more than once, we do. We want to be suffocating. And when we're in this division, on the defensive side of the ball, you have to be. I mean, this is a tough, big man division. You better be ready to play football on Sunday, or you're going to be embarrassed.
Talk about, the emotions. You here 1 year, Chud got fired after 1 year. There's a lot of criticism about that. Now you're back. Is there any oddity, or is there any emotional reaction 2 years ago?
No, not for me. Sure, there was emotion. The day it happened, you want to do a great job for your employer, for yourself, for your players, for the fans. And this business is a win now business. It's really changed over the years. It's evolved. And I think when you do a good job and somebody recognizes it, that's what you want. And sometimes it's the fans, it's the players, it's your head coach, it's your owner. And I think by the fact that I'm sitting here is that somewhere, at some level, somebody appreciated something. Now, you'd have to ask that somebody who that would be, whether, who that is, I don't know. But obviously, Mr. Haslam is our boss. And even after I left, K kept in contact with him. You know, we were down in Tennessee. His headquarters is in Knoxville. I drove by. It's up on the hill. Took a picture. Sent him a text. Stopped at his gas station out in Oregon on a trip on the drive up in the middle of nowhere, Oregon, and he knew exactly where I was talking about. So you do. You build relationships, and that's part of the thing. When I was in the Nashville airport, a fan coming by and saying something. You hope you do a great job for your people. In my case, it's the owner, it's the team, and it's the fans.
Hey, Coach, what kind of job do you have?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks. What kind of job do you have in front of you, you know, from the way you had them playing when you were here and what they've done the last couple of years since you haven't been here and now you're back? What kind of...
Well, it's different, and every year it's different in the league. It's a task. We've got a lot of work to do. I'm excited. The guys last year, as we watched film on the guys, they played hard. They really did. And we've got to improve. We have to improve. And in the NFL, there's a book, Who Moved My Cheese? Really, that's what it is. It's about change, constant change. In the NFL, and you know, there's going to be change no matter what happens in this business, and we've got to find a way to become a suffocating championship defense, and that's what we're trying to do. Do we have work? Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
When you look back at when you were here before, do you look at your defense and say we could have done this better, we could have done that better, and if so, what do you think you could have done better?
From a simple answer, I would say finish. And that's what this business is about. You know, the ebb and flow of the games, of the season. We just need to finish better. Now, what does that mean this year? I don't know what that means, but we've got to finish what we start.
You guys drafted Ortiz early mm-hmm. when you were here. And he probably had his best year under you. What have you seen when you watch film since you've been gone? Do you still think he can be a difference maker coming off the edge?
I hope so. I hope when we get him, obviously, when we get him back in the building on April 4th, we've got he's a tall, lean, fast young man that we've got to utilize that. Now, what do we have on the table for him? Some things different than it's been in the past. And hopefully he will come in and say, I embrace what you're trying to do with me, and I'll do whatever you ask me to do. But we've got to do something to utilize his God-given ability.
Do you see him as a edge rusher?
I see him hopefully as a playmaking member of our defense. Where he'll line up, I don't know yet. It depends on what he can handle for us.
How does a player like Danny Shelton fit with what you want him on?
I saw Danny at the University of Washington, and Danny was not the first person that contacted me, but the first player that came in. And Danny can be a unique player for us. He's really, really bright, intelligent, very outgoing. He wants to do well. He wants to succeed. He wants to be a part of a championship defense, and we're going to try to give him every opportunity to do that. One of the things I don't want for Danny is I don't want him to always have to come off the field. I want him to be able to stay on the field as much as we want him on the field. And he came in. I just talked to him. You know, I met him. I said, I'm looking forward to working with you on April 4th. And he's going to be a big part of our plans. Obviously, he was our number one draft pick last year, and we want to utilize his talent.
What do you have to do to get better in the red zone, Ray?
Keep him out of the red zone. you know, in the league, what you have to do when you get down there is obviously the first thing is make them kick field goals. If they get down there, they're probably going to score something unless you turn the ball over. So first of all, we want to keep them out, and that's not a flippant answer. But when you get down there, what you're looking to do now is make them attempt a field goal. Now, what do you do when you get down there to do it? Well, you play what you do. We've had success down there on our defenses, and sometimes we have not. But everything we do is dictated by our players. Who do you have? What do they do best? Our roster will change with free agency, plus and minus, meaning we may lose somebody, we may gain somebody with the draft. So as we sit here now, we're going to be a fluid team because we're going to have, I don't know what we'll have when we line up on, you know, September 11th or September 12th, whenever the season starts. We need to improve on a lot of areas when you look back, but all we're trying to do is get, whether it's 53 guys, whether it's 25 guys, whether it's 90 guys, whenever we get our roster set, whether it's starting April 4th or whether it's starting the first game of the season, we want guys that are going to be in the huddle with us, meaning our kind of guys, guys that are going to be aggressive, guys that are going to run, guys that are going to hit and do what we want them to do and go play football. And it'll be changing.
Sorry. One guy you came in after you, Chris Kirksey. What have you seen on him on tape?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going a third-year pro, drafting the third round, what do you see in him?
A young athletic linebacker that we want to get. We obviously want our players to get better. And even elite players can get better. And that's what we're going to preach to them the first day that we come in. We have to get better no matter who you are sitting in that chair. Whether you're a starter that's been in the league for a while that has a Super Bowl ring, or whether you're a young free agent, we need you guys to get better. And Chris is one of those guys. He's going to be probably a starter for us. And we'll continue to show them film of other players on other teams. This is what we want. And one of the things we're going to try to impart with our players is this is how champions do it. This is how champions do it. And there's a way on the field and off the field to do things.
Why did you, I understand you were under contract. Mm-hmm. Your mentor and friend was there mm-hmm. at your side. Why did you leave Tennessee?
A number of reasons. One is to be with Coach Hugh. Two is easy. I really have fallen in love with the city and the people. And a chance to come back. And, you know, a lot of times people say they can go where they want to go. I could have stayed where I wanted to stay, or I could have left to go where I wanted to go. And it's easy to say. The people have treated me outstanding up here, and that says a lot. It really does. It says a lot about the people. And it, when you come in, it's hard to grasp that. But I love how the people have treated me here.
Ray, you're really hard on yourself. The last time we talked to you back in 2013 at the end of the season, just saying you put it on your shoulders, mm-hmm. the guys were finishing. Do you feel like you have unfinished business coming back?
Well, here's what I think our unfinished business is. When I watch the passion of the fans here to bring a winner here, that's what's unfinished. I think the people out here, and I said this when I first got here, to do what they did, to challenge the league, to keep the team here, to keep a team here, is remarkable passion for a city and a franchise. And gives me kind of goosebumps. I love the people of Cleveland. I really do.
Right. When you look at Paul Kruger, he left here a little bit upset last year. He didn't really like the way that he was used. He went from, you know, 11 sacks the year before down to 2.5 last year, dropped back into coverage a lot. What do you see when you look at Paul Kruger, and what do you think you can hope to get out of him in terms of pass rush ability?
Well, we've got to help him. We've got to be able to give him a Batman to his Robin or a Robin to his Batman, whoever he wants to be in the equation. We've got to give him help on the other side. And he obviously in this league, you can't just rush all. You can't be one-dimensional. You can't rush all the time. You've got to drop. You've got to do different things. Whether we rush 8 guys or whether we rush 3, you've got to do what's called in the defense. And we're going to give him opportunities. There's no question about it. When Paul gets back into town, we'll sit down and we'll talk. And he's one of our better players. And I'll ask him, I'll say, you know, I don't know what happened. Don't really care. What can you do better this year? And we need, he's one of our elite players that has to play better for us. And we'll give him every opportunity to like the defense to rush. He's going to rush. So I want him to stay in and rush. He won't be going out. I want him to stay in and rush. He'll get his opportunities.
Joe Hayden had his first of 2 Pro Bowl seasons under you, and then this past season, injuries, you know, limited him to 5 games, 2 concussions, obviously. just what's your level of confidence that, that Joe can bounce back from what it was essentially a lost year? Mm-hmm. How do you view that?
He was in 2 days ago, and he and his wife, they're opening a store downtown, a shoe store. So if you're in the market for some shoes, go downtown. And Joe will be a vital part. He's one of our elite players that has to play better. And I told him that. I said, are you ready to go? He said, yes, sir. I said, I'll see you on April 4th. I love Joe's athletic ability. I love his leadership ability. And as long as he's healthy, he'll be on the field starting for us. And, you know, expect good things out of Joe Hayden.
You ran the 3-4, and then mm-hmm. they had a 3-4 after you. But can you talk about the differences between your scheme and theirs? And maybe is it an advantage that a lot of these guys, or at least some of them, were with you a couple years ago?
I think that's a definite advantage, ease of transition for them. I'm not sure of the difference between the defenses. I'm not sure of the terminology. I didn't look at their playbook. For us, we're ever evolving. The league evolves. I don't know if there's a real difference other than maybe philosophy, how you call a game. But I go back to our players. If our big guys will run for us and our little guys will hit, we'll be okay. And we have a lot of work to do. We're not there. We're not close. But I like the effort of our guys. We're going to be a 3-4. We're going to be a 4-man. We want Danny on the field, and, you know, we'll have some new players in. I'm excited because the players that were here when I were here worked hard, played hard for us, and had some success, and that's what we want.
When you look at the roster, you go, we need to get better at whatever, pass rusher or inside linebacker. Have you targeted the spots that you need to get better at?
Yes, meaning we didn't win enough games last year. We weren't in the top 12, 15, 14 in defense last year. We didn't help the offense win enough games last year. All those things come in, whether it's, you know, the red zone, whether it's turnovers. We have to get better. We have to the thing I will preach to our team is we need to be a championship defense to help this offense, meaning our offense is going to get there. When the offense gets there, when we get there, we'll have our team ready to go. I think I don't want to try to say it's a simple answer. It's if we do this, we'll be there. We have work to do. I think the players understand that. When you talk about Paul being frustrated, when Joe missed X amount of games, with Tashawn being their free agent, there's a lot of moving pieces, and we'll be fluid. But whichever 53 we end up with, we're going to make a heck of a run at winning games and winning our division. Now, are we going to win our division this year? I don't know if we are or not, but we're going to give them hell.
Right, when you came here in 2013 and you guys signed Kruger, mm-hmm. you got to the draft and you're looking for that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've come full circle, really. It's the same situation.
Every year it's going to be that situation. When you here's the league. The league has a 5-yard rule. You can't touch a receiver. Now, once that receiver goes up, you can't hit him high. You can't hit him too low. You can't hit him too hard. There's a rule on the quarterback. You can't hit him in the head. You can't hit him in the knee. You can't throw him to the ground. The rules change. You better affect the quarterback. Now, I go back to the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl game. They affected the quarterback. So next year we'll be looking for a rusher. The year after that we'll be looking for – you'll be looking for that guy a long time until they change the rules of the game. When the guy that has the statue down at the stadium, when he comes back and is the best player in the league, when that running back is the best player in the league, we won't be looking for that guy anymore. But until they change it, we'll be looking for a guy that can get around the corner and hit the quarterback.
When you look at the names that are on this defense, mm-hmm. you hear the Joe Haydens, the Tayshaun Gibsons, Paul Kruger, Danny Shelton. Do you feel like there's a lot of untapped potential here that you need them maybe to overachieve? Did they underachieve last year? I mean, this defense wasn't very good.
If you give me the names you mentioned, I'll be ready to go.
Ray, do you have a take on Justin Gilbert? How much of him have you seen?
Only from Baylor University. I remember he picked a pass off against Andrew Luck and returned it for a touchdown. That's what I want from him. I want to use his God-given ability to play football at a high level. That's what I want from Justin Gilbert.
Right.
I know that you just got done talking about how important it is as a passing league, but since you've left the last couple of years, and I don't recall what you guys were against the rush, mm-hmm. but they were last in the league the last 2 years against the rush. When you look at this video, do you think it was more of guys? Was it more scheme, or do you think that what do you have to do to get better against the run?
Very simple. And am I talking to the players a little bit? Yes. Am I talking to our coaches a little bit? Yes. We have to teach fundamentals, and we want to be a very sound defense, but very aggressive. And when you every guy will have a job. We need, and I'm talking to the coaches too, we need everybody, every Cleveland Brown, to do their job. As simple as that, to do your job. And we understand what it takes. We as coaches have to get our players to do their job. Now, is your job going to be a dirty job sometime? Yeah, it is. Is your job going to be to win the game sometimes when it's called? Yes, it is. We need you to do your job.
When you look at the run defense, it's been a perennial problem. I mean, they spent a lot of money to try to fix it last year. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the film, what do you think is the root of that problem?
I think if our coaches that Mr. Haslam hired to do their job can do their job, it should, and it will, and it has to improve. It takes guys that are willing to get down in the dirt and do their job. And if that means you've got to come up and support, you come up and support. If that means you've got to take on two blockers, you take on two blockers. It means that we're going to be fundamentally sound and we're going to be aggressive. Now, am I a miracle worker? I am not. Are we going to bust our butts to be better? Absolutely. Do I think we're going to be better? I think we are. I expect it. I'm going to demand it. So am I saying we're going to be better?
There was some talk last couple years that the system was so complex that guys didn't have, they were thinking and not reacting. Can you just talk about your philosophy? You weren't here, so okay. I'm not going to ask you about that. But your philosophy on thinking versus just playing?
I think it's simpler when you can just react. I would be surprised, I'd be very surprised if our players said, this is too complicated to learn. Is it complex? Yes. And I have a saying, and they'll see it very soon, everything is simple if you understand it. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means it's simple if you understand it. And we try to teach and deliver in a way that's very simple. But it is complex. But it's very simple if you understand it. And they will have zero issue, or I'll change it. If it's too complex, I'll change it for them.